Hey everyone, this is Kurt Franken with Leading Saints, and this is a special announcement episode. Now, many of you have been listening to the podcast for a long time. I've so much appreciated that you are out there, that you're listening. We get as many as 65,000 plus downloads a month to this podcast, and it is just remarkable. Sometimes in the fall, I sit in the BYU stadium and watch BYU football and think, wow, like this many people who sit in the stadium actually tune in and listen to the podcast, which I am so grateful for. We could not do this without your listening and your support for many out there who contribute and help us produce this good content. Now, because we've created a community, we want to interact with you. And we are actually organizing, with the help of Camorra Tours, a church history tour, which will happen in September, at the end of September of 2019. And this is my personal invitation to you. I would love for you to be there, to be on the tour bus with us as we fly into Kansas City and everything between Kansas City and Sharon, Vermont, as far as the majority and the big church sites between those two. We hit them and we visit them and we ride together in the bus, and it's going to be a remarkable experience. Now, there's only going to be one bus, and there's 48 seats available in that bus. Actually, it's probably less than that as time goes on. But we want to thank Camorra Tours for helping us put this tour together. And we're actually teaming up with the Cultural Hall podcast. And many of you may be familiar with that podcast as well. And so it'll be both those audiences of great Latter-day Saints on this tour bus, starting in Kansas City. We fly into Kansas City and go all the way to Sharon, Vermont, and visit a variety of tour stops along the way. Now, to see all the itinerary and to see where we exactly will be stopping, you can go to leadingsaints.org/tour, and there you can see every last stop, and it is immense and really exciting stuff. And along the way, you know, we'll do some interviews, whether it's with people on the tour or if you live between Kansas City and Sharon, Vermont, we just might be passing through a town near you, and we'll be putting on different events and you know, some live interviews and recordings along the way, and it would be fun to have you a part of that. Now, what I'm going to play here is an interview that Richie Stedman, who is the host of the Cultural Hall podcast, does a fantastic job on that podcast. And he actually interviewed Shannon, who is the one that runs Camorra Tours and is putting on this tour for us. And so he goes into the details as far as what to expect. And I thought it was well done. And I thought, Richie, can I just use your interview? And he gave me permission to do that. I mean, that the Cultural Hall should be a podcast that should be on your subscription and one that you listen to. It's a fun podcast about current events and the Latter-day Saint culture. So here is Richie Stedman interviewing Shannon Kelly, the owner of Camorra Tours, as we venture off towards this exciting tour. Again, you can find more information at leadingsaints.org/tour. But here's the interview.
All right, a very special announcement here. You've heard it here first on the Cultural Hall. My friend Shannon, old college friend with Camorra Tours, here to talk to us about how you can join the Cultural Hall on a church history tour. Thank you, Shannon.
How you doing, Richie?
Good to be with you. I'm doing fantastic. I'm not nearly as fantastic as I'm going to be come fall time. So why don't you let the cat out of the bag and tell people what we're doing?
Absolutely. What we're doing is we're going to do a church history tour, and we're inviting all the listeners of the Cultural Hall to come with us.
And now when you say church history tour, give people an idea of where we're going and how they can get more information. If they have questions, which I'm sure they will, where they can turn to.
Absolutely. What we're doing is we're flying out of Salt Lake on September 23rd, heading to Kansas City, Missouri, getting on a big tour bus. And we're going to hit all the major church history sites from Missouri all the way back to Vermont, the birthplace of Joseph Smith.
Now, is there going to be someone that's guiding the tour, or are you our historical guide?
I will be your guide. I'm not going to be the ultimate historical guide. There's missionaries at most of those sites, but I will fill in the blanks where I can. Absolutely.
And you say bus. Tell me how many people can go on this thing.
It's a tour bus. 54 individuals can go with us. So
we've got to fill this thing up. And it's, what, a 10, 11, 12 day? How long is this thing?
It's 11 days.
And so
11 days.
So people just need to get to Salt Lake. What if they just are, you know, if they're living in Nebraska and it's quicker for them to get to Kansas City? You can work that out with them, obviously.
Absolutely. Have them give us a call or get on the website and find us, and we'll help them get to where they need to be when they need to be there.
Give both of those, the phone number and the website, so if people have questions.
Absolutely. The phone number is 702-397-8883. And the website is KimoraTours.org.
And if you don't know how to spell Kimora, you're no sort of Latter-day Saint, but I'll spell it for you. It's C-U-M-O-R-A-H. And then tours, how you spell tours. So it's Kimora Tours.
Absolutely.
Now, tell me a little bit about you guys. Is this a new company? Or are you guys inheriting it? Is it legacy? Who are you guys?
Well, what it is our little community that we've lived in for 15 plus years has done youth church history tours for over 40 years. And they've been passing that down from generation to generation. And my aunt and uncle have been running it for the last 20, 25 years. And a few years ago, they said, hey, we're going to start going on missions. So asked my cousin and his wife and myself and my wife if we could run these youth tours. And so we've been doing it. This is our fifth year. And I just recently retired and thought, we got to get this out to more people. It's such a blessing in our life. And so that's what we're doing, is we're spreading the word and doing youth tours. And this one here is an adult tour, but we do everything we can to help people feel the spirit that's in these sites.
So now you talk about it being an adult tour. So is it 18 plus? Who can come on this thing?
Yes, 18 plus would be great. Absolutely. Yep.
So this is not a bring your family, bring your kids. This is adults only.
It is. It is adults. We do family tours where we can help organize that. And then our youth tours are junior and senior, high school junior and seniors that we'll take along with some chaperones. But yeah, this one is adult only. So,
and now if I'm a single person and I'm thinking, oh man, this would be fun, I don't have anyone that can go with me, is there still an availability for that type of person to be able to come?
Absolutely. Our hotel rooms are double occupancy to try to keep the price down as much as we can. And so we'll help you find someone else that wants to go that is the same gender and make you guys roommates for 11 days. So
It's like a mini mission.
Absolutely.
Now, I want to talk about some of the places. You said we start in Kansas City and end in Sharon, Vermont, but there's a lot between there. So highlight some of the places we go.
Oh, we start out in Kansas City, and the very first place we go is to the New Jerusalem Temple site there in Independence, Missouri. We visit Liberty Jail. We head off to the far west, and one of my favorite places, Adamondiaman. We hit Nauvoo for a couple days and then work our way up to Kirtland, Ohio, and to the church history site, the restoration of the priesthood site there in Pennsylvania, and work our way back to New York, where we're going to see the Sacred Grove. That's where we spend our Sabbath. We'll have a testimony meeting there and just fill of the Spirit there, and then work our way on up to Joseph Smith's birthplace in Vermont to see the beautiful fall colors that time of year and just have a ball. So
it truly will be just sort of a unique experience. I love the idea of it being adults only. Sorry, Lindsay, throw your hands up in the air. You can't bring your kids. Can't bring your kids on this one. No, but I love that. I think there's a place for families to do this type of thing. This obviously is not.
Absolutely.
This is obviously not that place. But to be able to have adults who are choosing to be there, who are fully invested, as it is an investment in both yourself and your entertainment to go and do something like this, but to truly be able to enjoy it.
Absolutely. I'm firmly convinced that if you prepare yourself and you have the desire to have a spiritual experience, you'll have it over and over and over again.
You know, it's pretty exciting, too. Our friends over at Leading Saints, they're going to be joining us as well. So Kurt and his wife all be there, so we can kind of enjoy that. My guest is still to be determined, whether because of some life choices or, you know, whatever. We'll see what happens. No one pressure me, okay? I don't know, but I know definitely that I'll be there, and people can get in on this as well. You can find a link to it at theculturalhall.com. And also in association with this episode, if you want to get some more information about it. Can you give people an idea of what it costs?
The price of the tour is $2,400, but that includes flights, that includes hotel rooms, that includes about 50% of the dinners, all the breakfasts, and obviously the tour bus, and a heck of a time.
Yeah, and so. a unique, one-of-a-kind experience.
Absolutely.
Can people, if they're hearing this and they're like, oh, I can do this, but I'm going to have to budget that out, is there a way they can do like payment plans? Does it need to be all up front or just be paid off by a certain day?
Nope. On the website, if you go to camoratours.org, you can find the Leading Saints Culture Hall tour, and you can put down a deposit, and then there's a couple options for different payment plans to get you where you need to be. We do have a deadline by May 1st. We need to have at least 50% of that so we can get our flights purchased. That's the big struggle, is getting those flights as fast as we can so we can get a good price on them and have everybody going on the same flight. So
if you've been thinking about doing something like this for the summertime, you've got a little less than a month, but about 3.5-4 weeks to be able to both persuade that person in your life to do that, or to just be like, you know what, this is something I've always wanted to do. Grab some buddies or friends. Could be a great girls trip or a guys trip as well. Definitely a bucket list thing, I know, for a lot of people to just be able to check it out. But the space is limited. You said 54, and that's not entirely accurate, because I'm going to take at least one, maybe two of those spots. And I know Kurt and his wife are taking another two. So already.
Yep, and my wife and I are going too. So we're down six spots already.
So it's already filling up, you guys. people can go again. Give the website and your phone number so that people can reach out to you if they have any questions.
It's camoratours.org. And again, the phone number is 702-397-8883.
And you guys are definitely going to hear us as we start to gear up for this. The episodes that I'll publish throughout the summer until we leave in September will be sort of geared towards finding out more about these historic sites. And then also, really, everyone who listens, whether you're a lifer or a convert to the Cultural Hall, you're going to really benefit, because we're going to do special episodes while we're on this tour. We've got some folks lined up already in Kirtland who are going to take us to places that they're not supposed to. So that's pretty exciting. And to be able to do episodes with some folks that might be a little bit out of the box that you would think for a church history tour. So Shannon, my friend, thank you so much for taking a couple minutes and letting people know about this, and for even doing this kind of thing.
I'm excited. This will be a wonderful, wonderful trip.
As I said, you can find a link at theculturalhall.com. You can go to camoratours.com and find the specific...
.org.
Oh, I'm sorry, .org. You got to find the specific tour that is the Leading Saints, the Cultural Hall tour. There's lots of tours there. If some of those other dates work for you, Shannon's not going to say, no, 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 keep your money, please. We'll do that another time. But we would love to have you join us and the folks over at Leading Saints. Shannon, thank you.
Thank you, my friend.
All right, folks, those are the details. Seriously, I would love to have you part of this tour and to hang out with you, to get to know you better. And as a community of leaders, see some really remarkable sacred places and appreciate that spirit together. So you can go to leadingsaints.org/tour to see all the information and the itinerary. And there are payment options there as far as the cost of the tour. And definitely jump on there, and you can at least put a down payment down to make sure you reserve one of the 48 seats on this exciting tour as we visit some very sacred locations. leadingsaints.org/tour.